You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
So you may have to spend a few extra bucks on vegetable oils given Indonesia's ban on export of palm oil. I'll shortly share the details with you. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on markets, more on LIC IPO, raids on Amazon sellers, the hiring trend and more. First up, here's how the market fared on April 28th. Indian benchmarks ended over 1% higher. Sensex was up more than 700 points at 57,521, whereas Nifty was up 207 points at 17,245. Hindustan Unilever, HDFC Life, SBI Life, Asian Paints, UPL, Power Grid, L&T, NTPC, SBI and Infosys were the major gainers today. Investors made 2.5 lakh crore rupees at market cap of BSE listed companies increased to 269 lakh crore rupees according to provisional exchange data. Some of the stocks that were in focus were Bajaj Auto, Persistent Systems and Indian Hotels. Bajaj Auto's shares declined almost 2% today after 3 days of consecutive gains. This is a day after the firm reported a 2% fall in its consolidated net profit after domestic two-wheeler sales fell amid weak demand and semiconductor shortage. The company continues to face severe supply chain challenges, especially in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2022, impacting sales of motorcycles and commercial vehicles. However, on a full-year basis, the company's domestic commercial three-wheeler business recorded a growth of 47% against the industry growth of 21%. Persistent Systems shares, on the other hand, rose more than 5%. This is a day after the firm reported a strong quarterly performance for the January to March 2022 period, beating street estimates. Persistent Systems reported a 45.9% year-on-year growth in profit after tax to 200 crore rupees during the March quarter. Revenue saw a 9.8% growth to 1,638 crore. Also going forward, the firm expects to achieve 20 to 25% growth in FY23 if the momentum continues. It also looks to double revenue in the next 3 to 4 years. Meanwhile, Taj owner Indian Hotels says that the wounds of pandemic have fully healed. Its stock ended 5% higher as the company turned debt-free, aided by cost optimization measures. Robust quarterly numbers and a positive business outlook also lifted investor sentiment. Hindustan Unilever shares, meanwhile, were also in focus after this FMCG major beat analyst forecasts with its January to March earnings. The stock gained more than 4%. The company reported an 8.6% increase in net profit to 2,327 crore rupees on a year-on-year basis. Its quarterly revenue rose 11% to 13,462 crore rupees. Its numbers exceeded street expectations on the top line, bottom line and margin fronts. Next up, here's the latest on LIC IPO. So sources tell CNBC TV 18 that the IPO may be the much-needed windfall for a government department. So the proceeds of LIC could be a bonus for the government's divestment target for the financial year 2023. Government sources say that the LIC IPO mop-up was not factored in for the budget estimates of divestment for the current financial year. The government has set its disinvestment target for the current fiscal at 65,000 crore rupees, with the 21,000 crore rupees aimed to be raised from the IPO not factored in as it had considered the proceeds from public issue for FY 2022 divestment aims. The government for the past few years has not been able to achieve its divestment targets. It mopped up 18,000 crore rupees against 78,000 crore rupees target set for FY22. In FY21, the center achieved only 16% of the 2.10 lakh crore rupees disinvestment target, while in FY20, it mopped up 48% of the target. And now, about palm oils, as Indonesia has widened its export ban. So the shares of vegetable oil companies largely traded positive today, shrugging off the impact of the widening scope of export ban on raw materials for cooking oil to include crude and refined palm oil. The Dalal Street expects these companies to enjoy a higher pricing power in the face of shortage. Indonesia's ban on palm oil export will have a direct impact on India as the country imports 5 to 5.5 lakh tons of palm oil each month. While the markets may have priced in the ban, consumers are sure to feel the pinch as palm oil prices have soared 80% on a year-on-year basis. It was trading at 7,000 ringgit per ton and 1 Malaysian ringgit is equal to 17.56 rupees. Since palm oil is used in manufacturing of day-to-day items such as soaps, hand washes, shower gels, etc., an oil ban from Indonesia will lead to a jump in the prices of these necessities. Moving on, the Competition Commission of India has launched raids at two top sellers of Amazon.com over violations of domestic competition laws, according to a report. The raids yesterday targeted Cloudtail and Apario, the Reuters report said. However, more details are not public yet. Lastly, here's a look at a survey on employment in India. A Labour Bureau survey has found that as many as 3.14 crore workers were employed in 9 industries in the December quarter of 2021, which indicates a rising trend in employment in the organised sector. In the September quarter of 2021, the number of workers stood at around 3.10 crore. The Ministry of Labour and Employment released the report of the quarterly employment survey for the period of October to December 2021 period. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.